TR at 0TR, W2T.
TR, stand by just 1 second. I got to grab the volume control over here, Rusty. How you doing this afternoon?
Garrett, I'm in the car, and I'm mobile, and just finished lunch, and now I'm on the way to a meeting. And I just thought I'd harass you. By the way, I poured an inch and a quarter of rain out of my gates this morning, and I'm sure I've gotten more this afternoon, but that was what I got from 8 o'clock from yesterday morning when I poured it out to this morning when I poured it out, which was about 8 o'clock both days.
On that, we had 2.03 yesterday in a short period of time, and this morning, so far, up until just 1:30, I guess you'd say, we've had 2.11 inches. Feel sorry for the guys next door. They're out there putting a new whistle under the driveway from a neighbor with a backhoe and a bobcat, and man, it's just been pouring down, Rusty.
But when I came out of getting a haircut, I had to drive through it to start with. And then by the time I got up here to where I was eating lunch, it caught up to me up here. And fortunately, I was inside already eating when the bottom dropped out over here. So, yeah, I can understand. It's been, you know, kind of yucky for the last hour.
The north. Well, I was watching the radar, and the son-in-law's going down to do some research and development on a dam in Houston, and he's flying from here to Dallas-Fort Worth, and it was delayed. I told him it probably would be, and sure enough, a few minutes later, he texted me, and they delayed it, and then I looked at Dallas-Fort Worth, and they said they were experiencing delays of 25 minutes, which isn't unusual at the bigger airports. But now there's thunderstorms down there, so I don't know how soon he'll get in. I was going to track his flight. He's got to do some flow tests on the generators in the dam down there. Sounds really interesting.
Sounds interesting. And all. Well, he can do some tests on the rain out here if he wants. I mean, it's raining here. I'm back into the rain again. But it's the fun thing about it is it's raining, but I see light, fluffy clouds above me, and it's brightened up. It's, you know, not as dark as it is behind me. Because I look behind me, and it's a whole lot darker than it is in front of me. But I'm headed over to the church. I've got a meeting there. It starts at 2 o'clock. I'm a little early, but I want to get ahead of this rain and get back inside before the bottom drops out again. And I hollered for you earlier when I first left out, but you obviously weren't close to the radio.
No, sir. We've been outside, and I sprayed Liquid 7 on the grapes and on the roses and on the strawberries and on the raspberries. And oh, less than an hour later, it started pouring down rain. The June bugs are in. They have struck. And boy, when they come, they just swarm. And they can destroy plants in a matter of no time. So I may have to go out there and do the same thing tomorrow again. But at any rate, these were mainly pop-up storms. And like the one yesterday, like you said, we had one right over us while you had nothing there at one time. So, not unexpected, but I had to kill the ones that were on there. And that seven dust, I just used the liquid version, works really good.
I used to use that a lot when I was working as an exterminator. We kept that seven dust and liquid both on our trucks. And I had a Corvette who was just about one car length behind me, and we were doing 55 miles an hour, and it was on a slick road out there, and if I had hit my brakes, that Corvette would have been a pile of fiberglass laying on the road. Back of my car would have been tore up, but that's what it would have been, because, I mean, he was exactly one car length behind me at that speed. Not far enough.
Those kind of folks in those fancy cars are privileged. not very bright, but privileged.
What you want to call it. Looks like they're over here doing the lawn and everything at my church today. It looks like the crew is here. They got all their equipment sitting over here, so. Anyway, and all. But I'm early for my meeting, and since it's not raining right this second, I'm going to go ahead and get inside before it starts raining again, and I shall talk to you later. You and Bernice stay inside and stay dry. Talk to you after a while. At 0TR, W2T, 73s.
Well, we was going to go get some, nitrogen, wasn't it, Bernice? And from Lowe's, and maybe run by Aldi's, but that'll wait till tomorrow. Just not that necessary, and she's got a cake in the oven, and really looks good. It's got peaches and pineapple and all kinds of goodies in it, so I'll go back to watching my Matt Dillon, and you have a good day, Rusty. W2T and 0TR 73.